Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. It's the 11th of July, 2025. You are listening to your favorite program, Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe. We are moving deep into the year. And while we are at month number 7, it's always very important to ask yourself, what have you done in the past 6 months? In terms of growth, can be personal growth, can be professional growth, it can be in terms of your personal economic development, in terms of thinking, in terms of tangible and also untangible achievement, and also sometimes just the peace of mind and what you've achieved. And before we go dive into the conversation for today, you know, it's always very important to look at where you came from and where you are going. Because like we are always saying, a critical self-assessment is what keeps us going. Looking at things that we wanted, things that we have, appreciating what we have, even, you know, appreciating the fact that you exist and think properly, that, you know, other people are yet not in that level. Appreciate the fact that you are healthy. And appreciate the fact that you are also able to think properly and also to contribute to the conversation. So, yeah, a business and economic segment is a platform where we always bring about those hard conversation. We bring about what we want to be done. And we analyze institutions of governance. We analyze NGOs. We analyze policies. And everything which is related to bread and butter issue. And, you know, I was talking to Dr. France today to say, look, David, everything is bread and butter issue. It depends on how you present it. Because the fact of human existence is not only survival, but it's centered on survival. It's centered of ability to acquire property, ability to eat, and also building relationship. But at the end of the day, at the center of that is a bread and butter issue, because you cannot have human beings without the economy, and the economy has been in existence before is defined about theories of economics. At the beginning of human existence, you'll be able to understand that the unwritten principles of economics, principles of trading, principles of, you know, food security, principle of, acquisition of property, selling, and also the power of those who acquire, and also the importance of, a dynamics, a resource distribution, scarcity of resource distribution, and also, resource acquisition in a natural state. So, yeah. This is a platform where we discuss various topics based on economy, based on business. We look at aspect of how we can, assist our small and medium enterprises, our farmers, our, bigger corporations. We look at issues of, policies which enable business to thrive, policy which limit business to thrive. And also what we can do, what is very important is also what we can do as ordinary citizens to shape our domestic and also international policies, particularly those which have to do with trade, business, and assisting the country to move to another level. As a context or as a fundamental point of departure in every conversation that we bring about, we always look at where we are as a country. Are we where we wanted to be? And if we are not where we wanted to be, what can we do to get where we wanted to be? And how can we get there? And what are some of the common challenges that we are facing in the country? And what can we do as Namibians to make sure that we contribute positively to the goals and objectives of national development plans? And yeah. Any other days in this Friday, we also have a topic of a conversation. But what we do, as it has always been the case, we always look at, before we go to the conversation, We always look at what do we have as Eagle FM? How do you get access to us? How do you get updated information on economy, information on bread and butter issue? We are always indicating to you to say, look, for you not to miss out too much about resource distribution and also how the economy is working, it's always very important. It's always very crucial to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia in all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, like our page and share our page. As simple as that. You like our page, you share our page, Eagle FM Namibia. Then what does that mean? When you like our page and share our page, it means that every news which is popping up, every update on statistical economics, updates on business events, updates on policy issues, updates on international affairs, you'll be the first one to receive them. Like our page on Facebook, on X, Instagram, and also LinkedIn, so that you'll be that citizen who never miss anything which has to do with developmental issues. On top of that, we have the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper, and it's very crucial, particularly when we are going to dive into the conversation for today, because we are saying in the world of digitalization, we have an e-paper. That is a paper, or it's a newspaper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And that is a newspaper that have a context of economic news, economic development, information. We have opinions, articles from experts, analysis. And I'm always indicating to you that if you are a student of economics, if you are a student of governance, if you are a researcher, if you are a student of science, and somebody who is more interested in national and international development, make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. Like our page of the Villager newspaper, download access, and also download that e-paper that you can get every Monday, every Wednesday, and also every Friday, so that you will be that responsible citizen whose decisions in life, at a personal level, at a professional level, and at a business front, will be directed and guided by economic data, will be guided by economic information, will be guided by context and content of statistical information, economic intelligence, and also economic insight. While we are there, look, you can be a farmer, but for you to understand the modus of operandi of farmers in Namibia, how the environment is working, what are the challenges farmers, either cattle farmer or crop farmers, are facing, how do you navigate that, where do you trade, what are the update of institutions like agronomic board, institution like AMTA, Ministry of Agriculture, you look at those things. For you to have those information, make peace and align your vision with the Villager newspaper, and your life will be much easier, because information will be brought right to you. You have time. Download that e-paper, and it can also be sent to you by subscribing to the Villager newspaper. You can also be sent that e-paper every every Wednesday and also every Friday. Then you have content and context of economic insight. So the other thing is also connected to what we are going to conversate today is understanding the digital version of accessing Eagle FM radio. People are always talking to say, look, Eagle FM, the frequency, we are not being reached by the frequency. Yes, we understand, but look, in a situation where you find yourself that you have issues with the frequency, we are always advising you to say, download the Eagle FM app. It's a very simple way of doing it, but variable way of doing it, because you have WhatsApp in your phone, but you are struggling to access Eagle FM Namibia. So go to Play Store, go to App Store, type in Eagle FM Namibia, you automatically see that app. Download it very fast. The moment you download that app, automatically when you just open it like that, when you open it, you'll be able to have access to the ongoing programs on air at that time. And interestingly, you can also be able to access, previous programs through podcast. That is your own free open archive. Your own free open archive. Previous programs that you have missed there, they are listed, documented, and you'll be able to access them via the podcast at our, Eagle FM app. Apart from that, dear listeners, you can also follow us online. Just type in Eagle FM Namibia, you press home, then you'll be able to listen to us just by press at home. You'll be able to listen to us online. And yeah, you'll be a good citizen who understand where the world is going, where it's coming from, what are the challenges ahead. And you'll be not caught off guard, particularly when it comes to international events and also national events. So, dear listeners, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, last but not least, before we go to the conversation for today, we also have Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of your hymn book. If you are a Christian, you go to church every Sunday, or you are invited at the graduation party, birthdays, retirement events, and you have to sing from the hymn book. You don't need to scratch your head or move around and borrow a hymn book's hard copy. What you can do, you just go to your Play Store, download Imba App, then you have that package of hymn book in a digital version. So what is very interesting is also that you can access that digital version of hymn book in various languages. So it can be Oshuambo, that is your Ehangano book. You have Omaimboriro Shere or Sang Forier or whatever the right pronunciation of an Afrikaans hymn book, and Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So you make your life easier, work with Imba, download Imba app, then your life will be more easier. So like I said, we are going to look at the conversation that we have on the table today. We are going to look at the conversation that we have on the table. But, we are always making sure that, contribute to the conversation, because it's always very crucial, especially on this Friday. So it's always very crucial to make sure that we accommodate various views, context, and also what the listeners also think about the topic, how they can also contribute to the conversation. Because for us to build this, Namibia, that we have this beautiful country of ours, that we have the beautiful country of ours that we have, although we are struggling to meet the basic needs, although we have a lot of things like challenges that is faced by society, particularly social problems, what we can do is co-create of solutions. And co-creation of solution does not necessarily mean that individuals must agree on one thing. That's why we respect those who disagree with us. We respect those who, not necessarily to say you disagree, but having alternative views in a democratic process. And that is what we need. It could be that, when you bring your other side of a debate, you are not an enemy. Actually, you are a thinker who have a different view about the same topic. And those who understand how people innovate, ideas are built on ideas. There's always a foundation of the ideas, and expansion of those ideas not necessarily means that, there will be, it will be only one way of thinking. That's why building on the foundation of ideas is a better way of innovation, and it's a smart way of coming up with new things. So let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we look at what do we have on the table, and yeah, continue the conversation. Yes, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are going to talk about the tech world. We are going to talk about the tech world. We are going to talk about the importance of learning technology and also understanding the digital world. And we are going to see why it's necessary for everybody, every Namibian, to have a basic why it's very important for our curriculum to make sure that they incorporate not just computer skills, understanding of technology, and deep understanding of digital versions of things, deep understanding of how machine learning is working, deep understanding of coding, deep understanding of or the basic computer science, to say that every individual must make sure that, you know, we have basic of that. Because looking at the way the world is going, looking at how life has changed or shaped by technology, how life shaped by the world of online learning, the world of robotics, it's a broader context of how life has changed. And for us to move forward, we must be conscious about where we came from and where we are going, because looking ahead, the world has gone through a lot of transformation. And the other time, if I have to indicate that France was talking about the Internet of Things and understanding, the deep understanding of how machines and technology is working, what I'm indicating to you is that we have seen the influence of technology, particularly to the young people, the right way of doing it, the influence of technology in medicine, influence of technology in law, in politics, and also influence of technology in governance structure. Because traditional way of doing things, it's important to keep the old, but it's very also important to understand the current and the future. Because when you look at the state of the economy, how the state is being run, compare how things have been done in 2010, for example. In 2010, yes, we used to have radio, we used to have TV, but online updates, online, information was not really deep, to that extent that the president can come up with a speech, and if you are not closer to media, you can be able to access that maybe after 5 days or so, or you have to wait for a newspaper to come to your town. Sometimes it can take 3 or 4 days to understand what is going on in the world, or you have to listen to the radio, which is crucial. However, the world of technology have taken over many other things. That's why today we are saying, parents, children, adults, community leaders, our business people, the non-governmental organizations, policymakers must not ignore the use of technology. Because one thing that we need to understand when you talk about the use of technology, particularly with in the context of computerization, cell phones and computers, one need to understand that knowing technology is not only about using WhatsApp or about going to Facebook, but knowing technology to the better use of solving human problems. Because if our learners, if we were taught, which is not a blame game, had we been taught about the changes of technology as it's happening in the US, as it's happening in UK, as it's happening in India, as it's happening in China and many other areas of the world, in Japan, where young people at the pre-grade are being taught basic technology, they are being taught coding, we would be somewhere ahead, because this development does not come with ordinary use of traditional knowledge. Because digital version or digital way of doing things, innovation is happening through technology. Most of strongest business are done online. That's why we are saying today everything is online. Then we must face that zone. Indeed, the advocacy for the respect and use of technology does not come without challenges. But you can only understand challenges when you are part of that system. And you can only understand challenges if you understand how things are being going, are being done. Today, when I was at the Nedbank event, I got the privilege to speak to one of the cybersecurity expert. Then he indicated to us that an ordinary person, an ordinary Namibian, does not know how much cybersecurity experts in Namibia are defending this country. It sounds like a complicated thing, but what he was trying to tell us is that Namibians to understand how technology is working can protect us. Yeah, can protect us, because those who understand technology, they can be in other countries, but they are trying to take money from our own banks. They can be in other countries, but they are trying to take our information. Then they can use them against us in terms of what we need. Those who understand technology can be able to, can be able to hack our system and also take our medical information. Then they can also use them against us, instead of, for example, coming up with, it can be a fake medicine to make sure that they reach a certain target so that you can pay that amount of money. Because technology and information go hand in hand, because you need data. You need to understand how data are operating. And if we do not do that, it's going to take us another 35 years to realize that the world has moved on. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economics segment. Today, we are talking about the world of digitalization, the world of advanced technology, the necessity of everybody to understand the basic technology. That's why you agree with me that in the next 5 years, electrical cars are already here. The politics of things is shaped by social media. Media is online. We talk about digital version, for example, of the Villager newspaper. We talk about things of Eagle FM app. We talk about accessing a platform online. Online is another world on its own. If you look at those who are technological wise, a person can be in Namibia working for a company in UK with a HR department being run in Botswana, and also a monitoring and evaluation department in India, and this person finance is coming from the US. That is how world have moved on very fast. So if you understand how online business is working, online environment is working, how to use security measures is the same way you are going to protect. The same way you are protecting your house, putting not air defense, putting electrical gate or having a dog inside your house to make sure that whatever is happening, you are protected. Is the same way you are going to protect your online environment. Yeah, that's why today we are saying, let us move away from the things of saying, no, I'm not really good with technology, or I'm not really good with digital versions of things. I cannot use online things to make money and all those things. But we are trying to indicate to you today, to say, our politicians, our academicians, it is inevitable that the world is transforming. And you are either part of the transformation, or you are going to be left behind. Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are emphasizing on the use of digital platform, the importance of learning and understanding technology, the importance of using technology to advance our life, and also to be part of the transformation of the world. And last month, I got an opportunity to attend one of event. It's about AI. AI is not here to play, and artificial intelligence, machine learning, these are some of the things that are not here to play. We must understand how they are operating. If we do not understand how they are operating, we are going to be too finished. Because if you are a researcher, You must find the better, smart way of doing things. How do you verify information? How do you bridge the gap between, you know, raw data, analyzed data, and also how to use them properly? That is one thing that we need to understand. And one guy whose name is not going to be mentioned made a very good presentation to say AI is not here to play. When AI is not here to play, it means that the world must understand how AI is working. Because those days, people are used to use Google asking information. And now you have AI. And one thing that we need to understand is that the use of AI need a human version who also understand how data and information are working. Because what is very interesting is that anything which is made by a human cannot overpower a human being. But you need to understand that human beings not understanding very well how things are working, you end up misinterpreting things. They will end up being passed by bypassed by information, or they also end up frustrated by the change. Because if you go to academia now, there's a little bit of confusion about the use of information, the way academia is transformed by AI, and also the difference between what's happening in academia and also in the real working environment. Because there's a lot of complication about how things are being done. But one thing that we have ignored for a very long time is change and transformation. Yeah, that's why we are indicating to you now to say everybody is moving online. Your business is online. Your university is online. Your partner is found online. Discussions are being held online. It's up to us to say, how can we regulate and also govern the online environment? Because it's a very powerful tool. It's a very powerful tool. One thing which Freud Shivambu mentioned, for those of you who do not know Freud Shivambu is a former EFF vice president, one of the influential politicians in South Africa. So one of the most influential politicians in South Africa. And he is one of the people who indicated that when it's coming to politics and the use of social media, these are things that they have researched about, particularly the time they move away from ANC, for example. These are things that they research about. And social media, for example, has a very strong influence on the thinking and the operation of people. Just look at this. You attend a traditional meeting, and when I'm talking about a traditional meeting, I mean a formal meeting where you go and sit and listen to a person presenting. But when you're attending that version, there is live update where people are using either phones or camera to connect to the larger audience. What is very interesting is that those who are attending that meeting, they have advantage of one-on-one live conversation. However, you will find that the meeting which is attended by 30 people, you have 200 or 10,000 people who are watching online. Then you understand the power of technology. Then you understand the power of digital version of things or digital world. So it's now up to us Namibians. It's now up to us Namibians to see how we can do that. Now, let's look at our government. Let's look at our government, look at our ministry. I don't want to go direct to the Minister of Information Communication Technology. You know that our government, until now, when you want to apply for a job, you still have to use traditional way of doing things. But we are talking about the world of innovation. We are talking about the world of digitalization. Even when you are applying for, I think, there was one person, it's my colleague I was talking to regarding the Minister of Information Communication Technology, to say they must lead the way. Because if you are IT, why should I apply for a job using hard copy application form? If you are IT in this digitalized world, you must lead the way to have an online application to say. You must lead the way. You must, as government, must have updated, our websites, government ministries. You'll find ministry with all the information. Must have updated, you know, websites, distribution of information, so that things can be done very fast, easier, and easy to access. Because when you talk about e-governance, that is where we have to start from. When we talk about e-governance, things are being done. Most of the things are being done online. Their life is made more easier. Not necessarily everything, but passing on information, content. Because when you understand that the world is going through a transformation, the faster you adjust yourself, because the world cannot adjust itself to you. It's you who have to read the weather and see, how can I be part of the transformation or remain defeated? Dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are going to look at, or we are actually discussing, understanding of technology and the use of digital platform. So after this short commercial break, we are going to talk about the challenges and also how we can navigate through them. Dear listeners, we are listening to Business and Economics segment. You are listening to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. And the conversation for today, as I indicated earlier, is the importance of digital world, importance of understanding how technology is operating, and also how we can use technology in this advanced world. And in academia, ignorance one's weakness is the greatest disease that can only be cured by understanding ignorance of what you do not know. If I have to put it in simple version, is that knowing exactly that there's a lot of things that you do not know, or knowing that what you do not know so that you can learn what you do not know, is one of the great things that a human being as a lifelong learner should do. Yeah, because as I indicated earlier, that the world is moving toward digital form. Most of things are influenced by online things. Most of the people are living online. Some are living a fake life. Yes, we understand. But we also understand that some are also, there is a lot of challenges in it. And one of the challenges online is cyber attack, cyber bullying, influence, fake version of influence, and also manipulation of young people, and also criminal activities which are happening online. And also, you know, we have indicated of hacking. But we can only understand this when we understand how online world is operating. I like always, you know, referencing to Namibia financial system. One of the things that we are facing, all of us in Namibia, is cyber attack. Either you are a banker, commercial banker, you are an ordinary citizen, cyber attack in terms of losing our money through digital form. There are always those who are outside this country who understand how the economy is working, and also understand how the tech is working. Last year we were so shocked when government offices and also private companies, SOEs, an institution like Telecom were hacked. They were hacked, they lost information, they lost data, and it was a cyber attack which allowed also the country to be awakened to say, there are those who can steal information from you with high level of technology, and they can use that information against you, either to bribe, either to ask for money from you, or also use that information against you, either exposing your relevant information, your secrets of governance, your medical information, and also they also use that information against you to get the business insight or sell that information. And that is one of the area that we really need to understand. But for us to understand that, for us to understand issues of cyber attack, we must understand technology, the use of technology beyond just go on Facebook and liking page and also making memes and attacking people online. We need to understand more than that, because when you understand more than that, when you understand that, you need to protect your account. You need to put security features. You need to understand the basic security features. You need to understand what to put out there and what not to put out there. Who are the hackers and how we can also assist each other in that vision. It's a very important thing. It's a very important thing for us to know that using technology or using digital platform is not only to create accounts and like pictures, videos, and do TikTok videos and also see what is happening around the world. It's more than that. It's also about education. What are some of the online courses that are being offered by Google, for example? What are some of the online courses, elite courses offered by universities such as Harvard University, which was only known to be a university of, those elites? You know, we came at a very beautiful world where most of the things are free, especially information and education. That is very important. Most of the things we can access them at the fingertip of our, just by clicking of a button. Just by clicking the button, you can access a lot of information. There's a lot of free online courses. You can download books online. You can do your research online. You can do your analysis. There are models that you can look at. There is no course that you cannot study online. You can find a professor online. You can go to university online and accredited university. You can sit at home and work. You can, make friendship. It's completely a different world. But it's also very important when our government, when our policymakers are ahead in this thing, they understand that technology is not only about social media. You know, from 2019, you can agree and disagree with me, which is your democratic right to do so. The politics of Namibia was much influenced by online campaigning. Go and read the reports by IPPR when it's coming to evaluation of election of 2019. Same as 2020 elections. Same as, 2024 national elections. Same as this year, regional and local authority election that the by-election which have happened and also which is going to happen at the end of this year. Because traditional politics, for example, was a politician campaigning, come to the people, promising them heaven and earth, with giving them information and do political chant dancing and influence them on a one-on-one basis. But today, every politician has a social media manager. It's a new platform which has been seen. But if every politician has a social media account to influence people, what is the School of Political Science doing, either at University of Namibia, we see at the IUM, School of International Relations, at NUST? What are they doing about incorporating technological, courses to say, if you are a political scientist, for example, if you study public management, for example, this is how technology is going to be used. This is how it's a basic management of social media account. This is how you access information. This is how you verify information. This is how you do research online. This is how you read books online. This is how you summarize books online. This is how you write a best speech and how you present those basic understanding of how graphics are being done and designing, because that's how the world is going. And how also to detect fake information. Because as much as technology and the world of digitalization is good, there are also challenges. Because it's just a different environment with different problems that we are facing. Yeah, that's why we are saying, parents, let us stop this thing of being anti-change, anti-transformation. And also let us also not being too open. But if technology is already with us, I know there are those parents who are saying, no, I don't know where the world is going. I don't know where the world is going. Nowadays, our kids can access anything on online. They can type and access anything online. Yes, they can do that. Is how are you going to do it? How are you going to manage it? Because with the world of digitalization, parenting should not stop. Yeah, parenting should not stop. Yeah, somebody may argue with me. Yes, we may have meetings one-on-one, but due to the nature of some people are not working at home, some people are in other towns. A single parent, particularly single fathers, you can be able to coach your kid online if you have time. How do you visit your kid? And also one way of also advising, to say, no, the daddy's in UK with some physical work, and this is how I'm going to advise Junior when Junior is not behaving, although the physical presence is also needed. But understanding that technology can be used more than Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is our way to go. Then when we go to class of business, when you go to our curriculum, for example, when you are teaching entrepreneurship at the primary, at a junior phase, when you are teaching accounting, also teach online version of things. How do you do business online? How do you regulate business? How do you comply using a digital form? Because indeed, Namibia is faced with a lot of challenges. And one of the main challenges that we are facing is acquisition of right knowledge, and also understanding transformation and change. Acquisition of right knowledge, and also lack of a gut to change. Lack of a gut to change, and also slowness in keeping up with what is happening. Now, you need to understand me very well. When I talk about the world of transformation and digitalization, I'm not saying we must follow everything which is being done by this world. Indeed, we must keep up with what we have lost, but we must try to use digital platform to balance what is the unbalanced. It's the same way you are doing a survey online to say, no, how do we fix Namibian economy, for example, or you are doing interview to 20 economists, 50 researchers, you look for advice, you compile those data, you analyze those data, you interpret them, and you come to a solution. And I like one thing which I commend. Our prime minister did something which I like. When he get into power, there are some polls that he did. He asked a few questions online to say, no, how many young business people do we have having this business and this business? And I think it was a small way of to say no, I think our government has a futuristic approach on doing things, because if you're interacting with young people online, you will be able to see those who are reacting. Yes, you may find those who are reacting fakely, but you may get the picture to say, this is where the world is going, or this is how Namibian young people are. How many they have business just for sake, because what you are putting there can have a little bit of influence about the policy direction of the country. That's why we are saying everything is online. The world is moving digital. foreign policy is influenced by what's happening online. Customers are online. Friends are online. Your wives are online. Your girlfriends and boyfriends are online. Your ex are also online. But what is necessary is that understand the new environment of digital form of things. Understand the new environment of digital form of things. Because one of the things that I was failing to understand is to say, no, look, Eagle FM transformed. We have Eagle FM app. And you find a lot of people, you meet them in the street, say, no, you're working for Eagle FM, but we are not really hearing you, but we are saying everything is online. Did you read what is online? Did you read that we have Eagle FM app, for example? Did you get the right information about that? Or we are in the same environment, we are saying everything is online. The Villager newspaper is online. It's a futuristic way of doing things. We have Imba app is online. You don't need to buy. You get some things for free. Your life is made easier. But due to our selective knowledge and also our limited knowledge of understanding how things are being done, and also prioritizing the unprioritized, I think it has impacted the way we do selection of things. And I think it has also impacted the way we look at the digital form. Because ask yourself this, for the past 30 days, what two good things or two quality things that you get from online? Just two. That can improve your life. That can also improve your personal life or professional growth. Even your mental health. Solutions are there. Because you have the whole community that is easy to access, easy and fast to access. You have doctors, you have lawyers, you have politicians, you have radio presenters. We are there online. You have journalists, you have beauty queens and all those guys. Everybody is there online. But it's how you interact. And what is very interesting is also that there are various forms of interactions. And also there are different environments of interactions online. Because let me say you want to do formal way of doing things. The formal way of doing things is like the corporate world. When you go to the corporate world of online, it's not necessarily Facebook, because Facebook is where you find everything. Go to a different platform, for example, LinkedIn. When you go to LinkedIn, you realize that it's like you enter an office or you enter a corporate environment. You can't find people boring each other online. I mean, on LinkedIn. It's rare also to find people insulting each other on LinkedIn. It's rare because it's a bit of a professional environment where you can say, no, I have to get a mentor. How should I improve my public speaking as a radio presenter? Or how should I improve my writing skill as a writer? Or how should I improve my analytical skill as an analyst? And how should I deal with issues professionally? That is LinkedIn for you. But there's also a cushy way, a cushy environment where you can find all the guys who are formal and informal or for entertainment. Go to Facebook, then you will find everybody's there. Everybody's there, formal and informal. Somebody can insult you for nothing. Somebody can tease you, expose you for nothing. And it's how you navigate. Because our physical life and the digital life is almost the same. It's only our understanding. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We have around a few minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. And the conversation for today, we are looking at digital ways of doing things. We are looking at digital ways of doing things and how online world or technological advancement has influenced the way we do things, influenced the field of medicine, there's influenced the field of education, there's influenced the field of politics, the fields of media, the personal life, the professional environment. And how are we going to deal with change? Because change is inevitable. And as a businessman by the name Jacob K, one of the lead project management experts in Kenya, indicated to say, if you are done with change, you are finished. Because change is a continuation. It's like you are birthing. That is how life should be. We continue to change. We continue to learn. And the world is not going anywhere. It's not coming to an end soon. That one you need to understand. With our illusions and our beliefs, it will not come to the end soon. It's transformation. It's how we navigate. And it's how we, you know, how we understand change. And believe me, you, I'm not saying everything which is coming with digitalization is right. There's a lot of things which are not making sense also. There are a lot of fake things online, like as we have also in the physical world. But it's up to us, especially Namibians, with challenges that we are facing in the country, particularly the young people, my generation. Let us see and also learn how the digital world is working. We may be in the digital world, but we do not really understand how the digital world is working. That's why we are saying it requires critical assessment. It requires also how we learn, because we are lifelong learner. If you are a business person, if you are an education student, ask yourself this question to say, how can I use my degree online to make money, for example? How can I use my career also to advance my career via online? How can I improve my communication skills in a digital platform? Which platform should I look at? Which platform is for entertainment? Which platform has a lot of fake news? Which platform is for research? Which platform is for education? And which platform is for professional growth? And we can only do that if we understand that. And also to our policymakers, let us not be undermanned with change. Let us not be undermanned with change, because especially those who are in charge of education, especially those who are in charge of education, I'm not saying we should abolish completely the traditional form of education. What I'm trying to say is that our current context of curriculum that we have shall not only be influenced by the national priorities, shall also see the global changes. That is now where we have to bring the issues of compulsory, not just computer science, compulsory learning of digital format, issues of coding, issues of cybersecurity, issues of e-learning, financing, and also issues of understanding e-banking, for example, and also the digital life, issues of the digital university, issues of e-open learning education, and yeah, just, you know, a lot of interesting things that have been done traditionally can also be done digitally. And most importantly, there's one indication which is indicating that although the world has gone through a lot of changes, nothing really changed, but just the way of doing things. Things start to be done fast. Online version or digital world does not replace parenting, does not replace coaching, does not replace mentoring, does not replace jobs. It just transforms them to a different version. So, dear listeners, with these words, have a very beautiful Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And take care of yourself. But understand that we are meeting in the digital world. We are always together digitally. And yeah, let us try to learn, man. Because that is the only way that we are going to solve our problem. So, I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Naruvanda. and his team of Mtumwa. So thank you very much, and see you on Monday, same time, same place. Bye-bye.